Chapter 1. A New Home. On a clear sunny morning in June, two figures were seen climbing a path up the mountain. One was a strong-looking older girl. The other was a child who looked about 5 years old. The two girls soon came to a small village known as Dorfli, which was about halfway up the mountain. When they reached the edge of the village, they heard a voice call out to them, "Wait a moment, DT. If you are going higher up the mountain, I will come with you." The small girl let go of DT's hand and sat down on the ground. "Are you tired, Heidi?" asked the older girl.
"Yes, and I am hot," answered Heidi.
"We'll get to the top of the mountain soon. You must walk a little bit longer," said DT.
"Where are you off to with your little niece?" asked DT's friend, Barbel.
"I am taking her to her grandfather's house. I've been offered a job in Frankfurt, so I have to leave Heidi with him. He is not likely to do her any harm," said DT hopefully.
"That would be fine if Alm Uncle were like other people," said Barbel. "No one knows anything about him except that he won't have anything to do with anybody."
"I don't know much about him either, as I am only 27 and he's at least 70 years old," said DT. "His parents died when he was young and left him nothing, so he went off to be a soldier in the war. Nothing was heard of him for about 15 years."
"Really? Where was he?" asked Barbel.
"No one knows. One day, he just appeared in his home village of Mayenfeld. But this time, he had a young child with him."
"Who was the child?"
"It was his son, Tobias," continued DT. "Uncle asked his relatives for help with the boy, but every door was shut in his face. No one wished to have any more to do with him. So, he moved to Dorfli with Tobias."
"What happened to them after that?" Barbel asked.
"Many years later, he apprenticed Tobias to a builder in another town. Once Tobias served his apprenticeship, he came back to Dorfli and married my sister Adelaide. They had a child together."
"The child is Heidi, right?"
"Yes, of course," replied DT. 2 years later, Tobias was killed in an accident. After he died, my sister became ill. 2 months after Tobias's death, my sister died too. So I was given Heidi to take care of. After Tobias's death, we heard that Uncle went to live on the Alm, the mountain, by himself."
"Is that why people call him Alm Uncle?"
"Well, since we are related to him, we call him Uncle. But yes, he's been called Alm Uncle by everyone since he went to live on the mountainside." The two women chatted for a bit longer as they walked along. Barbel soon reached her destination and said goodbye to DT. Barbel was going to see the goatherd's wife, Brigitta. Brigitta's husband had died a few years before, so her 11-year-old son, Peter, now worked as the goatherd. Peter lived with his mother and his blind grandmother in a small hut. Peter soon appeared on the path. He had finished his duties for the day and was going home. DT asked him to help her carry Heidi's things up to Uncle's house. He kindly agreed to help. They all began to walk together toward Alm Uncle's house. Heidi found the late afternoon sun hot and soon took off her coat and shoes, despite DT's scolding. After a climb of almost an hour, they reached Uncle's hut on the mountain. They found him sitting outside, looking out over the valley. Heidi went straight up to him and said, "Good evening, Grandfather." DT came up more slowly with Peter after her.
"Hello, Uncle," said DT. "I have brought your granddaughter, Heidi. You may not remember her from when she was just a baby."
"And what has the child to do with me up here?" asked the old man angrily.
"The child is here to stay with you," replied DT. "I've been taking care of her, but now I must go to Frankfurt for work." As she spoke, Heidi's grandfather rose from his seat.
"Then go away this instant," he shouted. Didi did not wait to be told again.
"Goodbye to you, then, and to you too, Heidi," she called.
She turned away and quickly started back down the mountain with Peter close behind. Heidi's grandfather stormed into the hut, and Heidi followed him in. She looked around carefully before asking,
"Where should I sleep, Grandfather?"
"Wherever you want," he answered.
Heidi was delighted. She quickly found a short ladder leading up to a hayloft. "I will sleep up here, Grandfather," she called down to him. "It's lovely up here." Grandfather soon made a comfortable little bed for Heidi. She asked him if she could get into it at once because it looked so nice.
"I think we should have something to eat first," said her grandfather.
Heidi, in all of her excitement, had forgotten how hungry she was. So they sat down together and had a meal of bread, cheese, and milk. Heidi's questions kept coming one after the other, and the time passed quickly until the evening. Finally, her grandfather said, "I must go and put the goats in the shed. Off to bed, you go."
The next morning, Heidi woke up to the sun streaming through the little window in the hayloft. She could hear her grandfather outside tending to his goats. She quickly got dressed and ran outside to see him. There with her grandfather stood Peter with his flock of goats. He was ready to go up the mountain with them.
"Do you want to go with them today?" asked her grandfather.
Nothing could have made Heidi happier, and she jumped for joy in answer. The goats, followed by Heidi and Peter, soon went higher up the mountain. Peter had to be alert because the goats were as lively as Heidi. They all ran around in every direction. Heidi had never felt so happy in her whole life. She loved the fresh air and the sweet smell of flowers. She wanted to stay on the mountain forever. The next day, and each day after that, Heidi continued to follow Peter and the goats up the mountain. She soon grew to be strong and healthy, and she lived from day to day as free as a bird. Some days, the weather was too bad to go with Peter. Then Heidi would stay home and watch her grandfather building things or making goat's milk cheese. They enjoyed each other's company very much.